The impeachment inquiry into President Trump enters a new phase this week, raising the political stakes for the president and also for lawmakers like 2nd District Congressman Jared Golden of Maine. Voters in Golden's district overwhelmingly supported the president in 2016, and that's left the freshman Democrat walking a fine line. As Steve Missler reports, Golden's trying to show constituents back home that impeachment is not crowding out other issues that are important to them.
For the past 2 months, the impeachment process has dominated the news from the nation's capital.
President Trump heading back into the storm of impeachment.
The White House is choosing not to participate in a key public hearing Wednesday, blasting a, quote,
but at a town hall hosted by Congressman Golden at the Swayze Tory American Legion post in Dixfield, the entire controversy involving the president in Ukraine took a backseat to issues closer to home.
They send you out west someplace and you on hold for a half hour, 40 minutes. Now the staffs are even squawking about it. They thought it was kind of funny at first.
Veteran Randy Cantwell wants Golden to know about the difficulties he's had getting through on the phone to the VA hospital in Togas.
And the veterans are just getting fed up.
Golden, wearing jeans, boots, and an untucked chamois shirt, listens at the front of the room. A combat veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, Golden expresses familiarity with many of the issues raised during a town hall hosted by his congressional office, part of a tour designed to hit as many small towns as possible in the sprawling 2nd District, the largest east of the Mississippi.
They outsource their calls to Togas to a call center out of state, is what you're telling me.
Monday's town hall was organized as a veteran-specific forum, but other topics, including impeachment, were fair game, which prompted Dixfield town manager Dustin Starbuck to lay out the ground rules for discourse.
I know it won't be a problem, but everyone be respectful, even if someone's opinion is disagreeable to you.
It wasn't a problem. For about an hour, roughly 20 attendees asked Golden to look into an assortment of issues, but impeachment did not come up. Instead, a woman named Joy told Golden about delayed claims from toxic water at Camp Lejeune, the Marine Corps base camp in North Carolina.
I've had two answered. I've been waiting almost a year for two more to have a hearing, and I have yet to hear about five and six.
And Charles Green, commander of the Dixfield Post, asks about addiction services that have been moved out of Togas.
They've done away with it. We still got millions of vets out there that need that kind of care. Why did Togas take that away to stop spending millions of dollars on signs they don't even need?
The event took a brief detour when a local merchant held court to extol the benefits of medical marijuana. But even when given the opportunity at the end of the meeting to discuss impeachment, no one chose to raise the issue. And Golden says most of the town halls he's held have gone the same way.
It's not that people don't care, but there are a lot of other priorities out there, and I think a general sentiment that people want a Congress and a government that can work together and deliver.
Golden acknowledges that working together and delivering are not words typically used to describe Congress these days, a condition stemming from the partisan gridlock that's gripped the Capitol for years. But he notes that the Democratic-controlled House has passed hundreds of bills, and that most of them have gone nowhere in the Republican-controlled Senate.
If people feel like work isn't being done or prioritized, they should take it up with the Senate at this point.
Gridlock is not a new theme in Washington. But for Democrats in swing districts like Jared Golden, who are seeking re-election next year, it's become more complicated because of impeachment.
President Trump on a tweet storm today, lashing out at House Democrats, labeling them do-nothing Democrat savages.
It's a talking point parroted by several of the four Republicans vying to oust Golden from office next year. And Golden and his staff appear to recognize the potential potency of the message, especially in a district that the president carried by 10 points in 2016.
I don't actually agree with those who are trying to claim that the impeachment inquiry is crowding out work in Congress.
And that's part of the message Golden is bringing to town halls and constituents in his district. As for the impeachment inquiry, Golden says he's troubled by what's emerged and that it should be safe for both Republicans and Democrats to agree that a U.S. president should not ask a foreign government to investigate a political rival.
But that doesn't mean that I am sold on what the best step is in terms of addressing it.
Golden says he doesn't know if there's space for a bipartisan solution. Such a solution seems unlikely. Many House Democrats believe their case is strengthening with each witness and with each piece of evidence. Meanwhile, many Republicans are making the argument that the president did nothing wrong, and it's unclear what that dynamic means, if anything, for Golden's reelection hopes. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.